Hello there, guys. Welcome to B-Led Training. My name is Michael Ragucci, part owner of B-Led Training. Thank you for your purchase, and we hope you'll get a great score by using our program. We've had a lot of success in our first 2 years with B-Led Training. I'm going to explain to you tonight, how we made the audiobooks and explain to you about the keywords. We read a lot of text, a lot of highlighted in your books, so you can listen to them while you're driving, walking, running, or whatever it is you do for your exam study purposes. You should listen to all the tapes the first time, and then if you want, pick and choose what you think you will need for your exam, or highlight what we are reading. The idea of the colored keyword is that it will jump out for your exam day. It's also a visualization. So while we're reading, we're gonna say highlight this area, and we're gonna say pick up a different colored marker and highlight this keyword. We're trying to get away from that because we're taking up too much time by saying that. But the visualization aspect of this really works. By us saying the key word, it'll help you remember it. We used to say during the tapes, now pick up the pink marker. And it took a lot of time for us to say it, and you lost a lot of time listening to it. On the new books and chapters, we're going to say key word. And you will now know to grab the other color marker and highlight it in a different color. It saves you time. So remember this. This is important. The tapes that we made last year will still have a lot of words in them. We are trying to eliminate this and make the most out of your study time. The time management is very crucial for every exam, but especially for the 2024 exam due to new chapters and new books being introduced. Our other suggestion is three color post-it pads. Say you decide the colors red, yellow, green, or whatever color you decide. Place the red post-it stickers in the area of the books that you're weak on. You want to hit this area harder. Place the yellow post-it stickers in the area that you're confident in, but not 100% sure on. And place the green colored stickers in the area that you're very confident in. This will help you in your time management segment for the short study year. This will play a key role in the last 2 weeks leading up to your exam. This 2-week period before your exam should be about reviewing what areas you're weak in. Hence, the color coding of the post-it notes will come in very handy for you at this time. Class, you can write in your books. You own them. Feel free to write in them. When you come across a page and it says steps, you need to know the order they are in. If you find any discrepancies while studying, make a note of it on the page you found in reference back to the other books of the discrepancy you may have found. This is a good for a protest question, and most importantly, when they give you a question from an exact book, you're required to know the answer from that book. So pay close attention to this detail. Another thing I did was, at the end of completing a book, I wrote in the back pages the date I finished reading it and the number of times I read it. I used this as motivation for my next exam. It made me aware of how many times I'd have to go through the books. It was a benchmark. If you come across a list in your book and it doesn't arrange them in order, remember them in any way you can. List them in a way that you can remember them. They are your books. Write in them. Write all over them. Make notes. Draw arrows. And it'll make it easier for you to remember what is needed to remember for your exam. Exams come every 2 years, and promotions may not be there. So this is your year to top it and come in number one. Study hard. 2 years is a long time to sit and watch someone else get your job. Hit the books. It takes time, but it's well worth it. Trust me. Play word connection games. Like when I was studying and they had Operation Planning, Logistics, and Finance, I played a word association game on way I can remember that. I would use operation as O. I would use planning as please, logistics as let's, and finance and use your imagination and fill in an F word that you choose to fill in. But word association will help you remember stuff. Each letter stood for something. And on exam day, when I saw a question for that part of the book, I visualized my word game. It may sound dumb, but it works. Play the visualization game, too, when you come to a chart. Take a minute or whatever you need to do, stare at it. I'm going to use the example of the NFPA 704 diamond. Visualize it as a clock, 12, 3, 6, and 9 o'clock positions. Look at the colors and find a way to memorize the colors. It can be done, and you'll have a different way of memorizing them. My way is not going to work for you. Do what works best for you. We're all different. When I came across a chart that I want you to visualize, I'm going to say, here's a chart that I want a visualization, and you're going to get my drift. I'll even shorten it, and I'll just say, visualization, and write it in your book. You own them. You can write in these books. On our weekly reading list and our weekly quizzes, there are a guide there to help you to sit for your exam. You can take the quizzes as many times as you would like. You can read as much as you want. Just take your time in the quizzes. We see people going through 20, 25 question exams in under 20 minutes. Way, way too fast. The online quizzes are a way to get you in a mindset for taking the online exam. The quizzes will be there for you to go back to and work your way up to sit in front of a computer for the allotted time of your exam, or at least 100 questions, so you can get a feel for what it's going to be like for your exam, especially if this is your first time sitting for a promotional exam. Get used to it. Go to a library and sit in an exam setting. It's all about the mindset. So pick a book also. Pick a book that you think they would ask the most questions out of. Number that book with the number one. Then put the second book that they ask a lot of questions out of it, number with a two, and all the way down the line. Then pick one book of the day and spend at least 2 to 3 hours on it. Have a second book to read as well for the same day. Read that one for about an hour and a half, an hour to an hour and a half. There's no way you or anyone can sit and read one book for 5 hours straight. Mix it up. Get up and take a break. When you start reading the same paragraph twice, take a break. For you guys that have to study Mass General Laws, listen up. Do them every single day for 30 minutes. These are softball questions, and you don't want to miss a cupcake question. Just keep track of where you left off and hit them every day. And yes, including Saturdays and Sundays. Just like your books, it's a 7-day study program. It's a marathon. Read, read, read. Go in prepared and leave with no regrets. When your results come out, you don't want to look in the mirror and live with shoulda or coulda have done better. Leave it all in the field. Leave it all in the field. When you're taking your exam, read, read, read the questions. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon on test day. You paid a lot of money for this exam. You invested a lot of time. So why rush through it? You want to come in number one, not to be the first one done on the exam. Breathe, relax, and take your time. Read, read, read the questions. Nothing should be unfamiliar to you on exam day if you put the time in. Now let's get started with the best program to suit your promotional needs. Best of luck on exam day.